Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Good to see a filling house. It's pretty close to a packed house here right now as we're here for the Cubs on Deck show today. It is all for our Cubs on Deck luncheon that we are here powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Great to have a bunch of the Verizon people here today. I see Teresa sitting over there. What's going on, Teresa? Thanks for coming. We appreciate you guys. It is the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel. He's here today as well.
I'll turn my mic on. An hour in now, the resets are just flowing easily out of Mark Grody. He's got it all wrapped in.
It just took a moment for us to remember where we are, who we are, what we're doing.
How we're here, what we're doing. And by the way, outstanding Cubs shirt on you with the Cubs for a Cure
from
the first one, Radiothon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Marshall's Cubs shirt is elite.
Well, the Hawk.
It's Andre Dawson, but like in with kind of the tinted view sort of an American flag of sorts in the back.
That's when he was only making $1 million from the Cubs.
Blank check.
Yeah, blank check.
That's how much you wanted to be here. Blank contract.
Hey, look, the reason I was so excited when Andre Dawson came to the Cubs is because when Andre Dawson, when he played for the Montreal Expos. We all remember the Montreal Expos. When he played for the Montreal Expos, he used to destroy Wrigley Field like he was Mike Schmidt. So that was the number one reason I was happy when he came. And then I obsessed over him being a Cub after his first 2 weeks, which was a slump. He slumped right when he came to the Cubs.
And don't forget, Montreal tore him up, those knees anyway, but he's still out here getting it done.
It did. But he still had the strong arm, and he can move out there in right field. Anyway, I've been told that that Patrick Manley has been waiting on hold speak to us. Patrick, I'm sorry that we didn't get to you right away. We know that's in your contract. We got to get right to you. So how are you? Thanks for being part of our broadcast here at the Brick House.
I'm doing great. I forgot I used to have the Andre Dawson Montreal Expos baseball card. That's a good throwback right there. Yeah. Oh, man. Baseball cards and all those guys. Those were my guys back then.
Still have them
underneath the bed somewhere.
Oh, man. There you go. Patrick has strong baseball ties within the family, but that is for another time. Dude, how good did that feel just to bask in that on Sunday? And I'm still trying to bask in it without, like, extrapolating to the big picture, but just seeing them show up and play like that against a bad defense, sure, but at home and, like, get cheers instead of booze. It's just how much fun did you have watching that?
It was cleansing. It was very cleansing. Mark, the Lexapro worked, and I think the Bears with the Lexapro. Actually, what the Lexapro was Matt Eberflus in that defense. So I appreciate that. So it did work. I am feeling better, but here's the deal. The post-game press conference, Ben Johnson said it, right? We're still 1-2. We got a lot of work to do. So the former player in me, you know, you enjoy that win, right? That Sunday was great. It was fun to watch. Fourth quarter, you got a backup coming in. Game's over. But, again, the reality is they're 1-2. They have not looked good for the first 2 weeks. They beat a bad defense. But it does, Matt. It feels a lot better. It was just a much more enjoyable Sunday. Finally, me, Olin, and Mully had a nice little post game where we could joke around and not rip on guys and be so negative. We had the good vibes, babe, going. So I do feel a little bit better, but again, we're only 1-2. But, Matt, I heard you earlier. You always think about the positive. Hey, 2-2 can be right around the corner going into a bye.
Patrick, the thing for me is looking at this game, and we all talk about how bad Dallas' defense is. I know CeeDee Lamb went down, but their offense was not bad. And it seemed like Dennis Allen finally caught up to scheming something that he could do with the actual players he had as opposed to the players he wishes he had.
Yeah, he confused Dak, and we talked to Brian Broadhouse, I forgot his name, I'm sorry, our guest on the pregame show, and he mentioned that if you show all that kind of simulated pressure up front, he gets a little confused, and he did. You know, all those checkdowns to Ferguson with, 13 catches. So he definitely got to him. But the biggest thing I saw, guys, going back and watching the All-22, was the effort. The effort and the details. Everybody got to the ball. There was one play, just a little swing pass, I think it was to Miles Sanders, where the leverage was perfect. You know, they bottled him in with the corner and the safety, tackled him for like a 4 or 5 yard gain, and then everybody's rallying to the ball, and that's what you want to see. You want to see, you know, two guys working in tandem, doing their proper thing, and then everybody rallying to the ball. But I thought the defensive effort was top notch. I thought they really picked it up, and I think they were embarrassed by that 52 points the week before, and they came out and showed it.
That's pretty cool that you could see that effort on the All 22. And it's funny when I think back. There was one play where where Jarrett and Sweat almost got to Dak. There's another play where Dexter hits Dak and affects him a little bit. He still makes the throw, and that play ends with Kevin Byard making a textbook awesome hit on the sideline. Like there was just a lot of physical play where it looked like they were engaged in that way. I wonder, Pat, if the reduced snap counts for Montez Sweat brought out more effort. And I don't know if that's psychological or if that's just physical, but he was at 58% of the snap count, by far his lowest of the three games so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I didn't actually even notice that watching it. I think the biggest thing, though, was them having the lead, knowing they can get up to the quarterback in the third and fourth quarter. You're just knowing it's going to be a pass. It kind of changes your mindset. They looked a little more aggressive. But just overall, just the effort was much better. And they were close, Speaks, very close on a lot of things. So that tells you they're winning. They're winning up front. Now they just have to finish, and hopefully they get there.
So, yeah, Marshall, because, like, Odengbo's snap count was down. Montez's snap count was down. But to Patrick's point, it might have just been situational. Daniel Hardy got in and played 13 snaps, stuff like that.
Couple penalties.
Yeah.
Daniel Hardy on that.
Yeah,
same
two
play.
Penalties in one play. Sorry about that.
Stay on special teams, Daniel. You're very good at special teams, man. Stay covering kicks, man. You're excellent at that.
That's Austin Booker's spot, supposedly.
Yes,
right?
That's true. Yeah,
we'd
that is very much so.
You'd be seeing that guy on the rotation.
Yeah. Patrick, when you talk about being encouraged about this team, but trying to keep that encouragement and kind of, I guess, the flashing yellow, if you will, if you're running down the road, what is it that you're going to be looking for this week that you want backed up from last week?
We'll start with the quarterback. Do it again. I think you guys talked about it before. Do it again. Show me again. Like I said, this is start 20. We're supposed to win games because of you, and I thought they did. And I thought he played a lot better football, and he looked like an NFL quarterback there, directing traffic with the snap count. Ben Johnson talked about it, you know, just calling the play in the huddle, getting out of the play on time, letting guys, you know, work their motion, identifying defense. I thought that was great, but I just want to see it again. I want the O-line to get a little bit better up front. They left a little – they didn't get sacks, but they're still leaving a little bit of pressure up front with leakage on twist, especially on the right side. But that's what I want to see. I just want to see them do it again. You know, they got a good test this week against Max Crosby coming off the edge to see what they can do for him. But, you know, it's a 1-2 team they're facing at the Raiders out there. Hopefully the Bears fans show up. Hopefully it's kind of a home game for them out there. But I think they can improve, and I think we saw a jump, but I just want to see them do it against a better defense and continue doing it.
Yeah, it ought to be loud with Bears fans in Vegas on Sunday. I mean, that's typically the way it is anyway, but we know how well the Bears travel. We are talking to the great Patrick Manley of The Score, formerly of the Bears, as we are live, yes, thank you, at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, Raheemy Harrison Grody with Matt Spiegel today. Layla will be on the afternoon show today with Lawrence Holmes, so you get to hear them just a little bit later on. All right, Patrick, first of all, a couple business items before I ask you a real question here.
Well, yes, I owe you $8.50.
wait, what's the $8.50 for?
Are you going to go there?
Yes, I was going to go there. Explain to the people why you owe me $8.50 and why it's not in my pocket right now.
Well, I need your Venmo, and we can't do that over the air, right?
I'll get you.
I'll send it to you. I'll get it from Ray. I'll get your Venmo and send it to you next second.
Ray,
no, what it was
Robbie
is we,
write that down.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, kind of, we were talking about Colson Loveland. Is he going to see some catches? Ben Johnson talked about it all week. Is the tight end going to see the ball more? And I looked on one of the sports betting apps. I think is over under for yards per catch or yards total was 16.5 yards, so I bet the over. I put a whopping $10 on that and won $8.50. But Mark Grody talked me into doing that. So I said, Mark, if I win, you win $8.50. So I will Venmo you $8.50.
It's beautiful. I love the synergy. I love what just happened. The only other thing here, too, is make sure you finish the prescription of the Lexapro. Like, it's dangerous if you don't. So I know things feel better. Make sure you finish the prescription. And then, how about it? How about the Bears using Colston Loveland right away? I know it was an errant pass. The first pass, I think, was overthrown to him, but he did make another big play in the game. I guess we kind of knew it, that we would start to see some tight end interaction in these games.
Yeah, it was good to see. It's unfortunate he missed that throw. It was a tough throw. That corner route was a tough throw for Caleb to make, but that's one you hope he would make. He missed one later in the game as well. And again, those are hopefully those are throws he can make later on. But what I do now is, I think everybody's going to do it, right? They're going to compare him to Tyler Warren from Indianapolis.
Sure,
Tyler Warren's
fair.
Tearing it up right now. So
fair.
I want to see more of that. I want to see more of that production. But it is good to see, and I want to see how special he is. But most importantly, hopefully he's not hurt too bad with that hip. I guess it might be a hip pointer or something. It looked like he got hit pretty good on that one crossing route, but I would like to see him back out there.
Just real quick, yeah, it sounds like it's not going to be a serious injury, and I did see him in the locker room kind of joking around with Cole Kmet, so I felt good then. I feel good now. It doesn't mean that he's not going to miss a game, but it doesn't appear to be serious.
Now, I like that you brought that up, because I had Colston Loveland, as you know, on all my parlays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this guy. Marshall's out of control.
It messed up my whole day.
Hey, Patrick, Marshall, listen. I had a parlay with Rome having over 63.5 yards with that. He had 62 yards. Come on, you can't get another yard and a half.
I put
a little bit more money on that one than $10.
That is painful. I wouldn't have done the Rome thing. I knew he was going to target Colston Loveland. I was like, this is easy money. Of course, Colston gets hurt. But I want to ask you about the sharing of the rock, because we saw Luther Burden III get involved with the flea flicker and another big play to get a first down later in that game. We wondered, after those first two draft picks were made, how was Ben Johnson going to scheme this up? I think we got a fairly accurate representation of what he's going to try to do. Do you like the way all those different players were used?
I do, and I think it's going to be game to game. I really do. I think it's going to be matchups, and I think that's the strength of Ben Johnson and why he was so great in Detroit and why he got hired. I mean, that's what the other reason why all these GMs and coaches rank him as one of the best play callers in the NFL, that he knows how to use these chess pieces. So I think there are going to be weeks where DJ is going to be upset. Rome might be upset. Hopefully Luther's upset that, you know, they're going to get their catches throughout the year, but I think it's just going to depend on the week and what the matchups are, and I do like to see that. I did like to see Luther Burden, game three, right? They gave him the rock on a couple end of rounds. He's a special talent. He looks special with the ball in his hand. So I think each week we're going to see different guys with different numbers and better numbers. I just hope some egos don't get in the way. As long as you're winning, then your egos don't get in the way. So stack those W's, and then the stats really don't matter at the end of the day. Or at the end of the day on Sunday, they'll matter at the end of the year for each guy. But let's see how it goes, and I'm excited to see Ben Johnson use these guys.
Pat, I was kind of checking out the snap counts on both sides just to see what was happening. And Luther Burden got used the most in terms of percentage that he has in all three games. Kyle Manunga, actually a little bit less. You know why? Because DJ Moore is a genuine rotational running back. I mean, it's crazy. Like, he was used twice in two different stints on that 19-play drive. But you know what I noticed is happening, Pat? And you can speak to what kind of advantage this gives you. They moved DJ from wide out to running back and back and forth during that drive. He never left the field during that drive. So that means
torture.
That means you can stay in your same personnel and move quick and mess with the defense like that, right?
Very much so. And that's a great thing that Ben Johnson's been doing. And DJ's a decent running back. I'd rather have another number two running back, but I see what he's doing. That's a great call about keeping the personnel and being able to switch guys around. But here's another thing. They put CeeDee Lamb in at running back for the Cowboys, and he sprains his ankle. I'm going to knock on wood. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but I do like to see it. I think we're just going to see a whole lot more of Ben Johnson and what he can do with these guys and move these pieces around. I mean, it's only been 3 weeks, and we're seeing so much movement, right? We're seeing guys in different positions, and we're seeing flea flickers. We're seeing them run a wildcat flea flicker. We're seeing everything with these guys. So I think the more confidence he gets in these guys, the more we're going to see and the more fun it's going to be for us as Bears fans.
That's Patrick Manley. We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, Rahimi Harris and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel sitting in today. Layla will be on in the afternoon with Lawrence today.
And Patrick, I wanted to ask you, because you guys talked about at the beginning of this segment, the fact that this game feels like kind of you're building up to something, because with the Raiders, yes, it is a road game, but is it really a road game? Because
I think
there will be more Bears fans in the building than there will be Raiders fans. I think this is a great step up, but not quite step all the way into trying to win on the road.
Yeah, and it was always fun to do that, because I think when the schedule comes out in April, Bears fans were looking at where to travel, right? Probably looking in November, December, warm weather places to go, but then I remember we played Dallas when that stadium first opened that first year, and it was full of Bears fans. And it was great to hear the Let's Go Bears chant in front of Jerry Jones. I know we just played the Cowboys, but to bring that back up, I think it's going to be that same way in Vegas. I know some friends and have some friends and have already booked that flight out there and excited to be out there for the game. So I think it hurts the Raiders for playing there, but it'd be a lot of fun if you're a Raiders player to play there, but it helps the Bears team and the Bears fans for being out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do.
You like a week 5 bye in a 17-game season, Pat?
Yes, I do. I do right now with where the Bears are injured. Yes. Normally, no. But if you can get T.J. Edwards back and Kyle Gordon back, yes. If you can sit them for one more week, and then that's, what, basically 3 more weeks before the next game, I got no problem with it. But when I saw that originally in the schedule, I would say no. That's when you want it week, you know, 8 or 10 or later on. But with the way the Bears are banged up right now, I'm okay for that. And I guarantee you Dennis Allen is okay with it as well.
By the way, with the fans that we're expecting, Bears fans, obviously, to be in Las Vegas. The last time when I was doing sidelines and I traveled to Las Vegas on Southwest, I believe it was, and I was not on the charter or anything like that, just on a regular plane. And it was 100% Bears fans on there, and everybody drinking, and they ran out of Bloody Mary mix, and the place was up for grabs.
You were upset, weren't you, Mark? You gotta know.
The vibe was off at that point.
Oh, it was so no.
They can't have that.
They just kicked it up a notch. The tequila came out after that. It was fun loving drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like a fun trip destination to see the Raiders and Bears in Las Vegas.
I think that's what it's gonna be.
Hey, Spiegs, I got a question for you. I know you guys were talking about this earlier about Caleb Williams. Is this his best game he played? Was it Jacksonville last year, this game? Your old partner, Danny Parkins, today would he be throwing a quarterback party?
I mean.
Or yesterday would he be throwing a quarterback party? Yeah.
I think he is. I think all he's done is taken the same shtick to television. I don't know if you noticed. I literally just moments ago saw a tweet like, is Danny vindicated by Caleb's big game?
Wow.
You know?
One game?
Right. Well, you know. That's the opinionist business. Well, and he'll be on with you guys. When is he on? Wednesdays?
Yeah. At 1 o'clock.
I was just going to. Oh, yeah. tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
So you can ask him directly. Pat, I got a question for you.
Okay, let's go. Pat, great having you here with us, by the way.
Bounce back special teams effort by Richard Hightower. Leah, I saw Cairo getting credited for a lot of good kickoffs. They're trying to put it where? Explain the thought process for the kickoffs. They're trying to put it short but in play, right? Not necessarily into the end zone.
Yes, you're trying to do that. You can tackle them a little bit shorter, and you get the better field position. But overall, they played better. And I'll go with this because of Kevontae Turpin, their returner. You know, that's a guy that scares everybody across the NFL, and they did a nice job. And the very first punt, I don't know if you guys noticed it. Most people don't. I have a special teams problem. But they ran that kind of half rollout rugby kick, and they did an unbalanced line. And what that does is it makes everybody stand up on the defense or on the punt return team. So it kind of gives you a free coverage, right? So they're not going to be rushing or holding up because they don't know who to hold up then, because you're changing kind of the numbers and the points and all that stuff. So kudos to Richard Hightower coming up with that, kind of getting a free kickoff with good coverage on that. But overall, they had a much better game. And you're working the kickoff differently. You're trying to hit different kicks just to get that ball so they're not getting it at the 35-yard line. And Cairo had a really nice game doing that.
Yeah, I did notice the rugby one. And then later on, Torrey had his best punt of the year where he downed it on the five-yard line.
That was excellent.
I'm still looking for the value, man. I'm trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out fourth-round value on a punter.
He's had a rough year so far. He's had a really rough year, and I'm kind of shocked. I thought he would take a better step, but that was a much better game for him.
Thanks, man. Send me my money. I need my money,
right,
man.
All right.
Appreciate you.
I need your Venmo. I'll send you $8.51 to enter.
Where's my money, man?
Yeah.
Reminder,
Patrick Manley, everybody.
Thank you, Pat.
See you guys.
Longest tenured Bear.
He's the best.
A reminder, we are broadcasting live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern here in Wrigleyville. Got lots of live people here. We're going to be joined by Nico Horner right here.
Yeah, I don't see any dead people. Like, not even one.
It's all for our Cubs on Deck luncheon here, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today.
I will say the day is young. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And middays. Woo, and
depending on the Kyle Tucker news, some people might just drop in. Yeah.
Well, like Marshall said, Nico Horner is going to be here at noon for the full hour. We are going to have Jed Hoyer here at 1:25. So hopefully we'll get some of these questions answered that Cubs fans are here for and want to know about. Coming up next, our guy, Matt Spiegel, part of the Raheem Harrison Grody show today with Layla doing the afternoon show. Matt Spiegel has had a thing this year.
A movement.
His desire to keep Kyle Tucker here now.
Hashtag Operation Woo King Tuck. It's an awkward hashtag. It never really caught on.
But he wants him here for a long time. We will update.
Do I?
Operation Woo King Tuck?
Operation
Woo King Tuck.
Rhodey, spit it out. Hashtag Operation Woo King Tuck.
Guagi. It's just everything's so easy. How do you spell it? Common spelling.
Well, the Cubs Guagi. Kyle Tucker.
Will they go up and get him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either,
that's a lot of money.
It's the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It's the Score. It is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It is the Raheemy Harris and Grody show with Matt Spiegel today. We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern for our Cubs on Deck luncheon. Nico Horner will be coming up in just a short while.
Woo!
He will be here at noon. We will get to talk to him. It will be great because the Cubs are going to the playoffs. There is business still to be completed, so we'll talk about it all with Nico Horner coming up in just a bit. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. As most people know, for the majority of this month of September, Kyle Tucker has been out with a strained calf. He went to Tampa Bay to meet with his physical therapist. It looks like it's possible that he is back today. We know he's been taking batting practice. Maybe we'll get a little more texture from Jed Hoyer when he joins us today on The Score at 1:25 from the Brickhouse. So those are the facts.
Wow.
Matt Spiegel is the leader. He is our leader when it comes to Woo King Tuck. And don't act like
heavy
don't
the act head like that wears the crown.
You weren't part of this group, because I know you guys were part of this group with Matt Spiegel. Are we still part of this group, Matt Spiegel?
Oh, boy. That's a good find by Robbie Triano there, as Robbie and Ray are killing it here in Middays, as you do.
As you do.
That was in a much lighter and more hopeful time in terms of the Kyle Tucker relationship.
They're going to the playoffs.
Whoa, also, this guy's
no,
backing
it said
up,
in
man.
Terms of the Kyle Tucker relationship.
They wouldn't
and
be
also
here without
season.
Him.
And, no, they Go wouldn't him, be here without him. But here's the thing, Marshall. For anybody who doesn't know, yeah, I wanted the fans, I wanted us as a station to rally together and make some grand gestures and try and keep Kyle Tucker. My best idea came from Chris Tannehill, who suggested $600 million in cash in six different Sprinter vans, each one with $100 million in it. Just drive it up to Kyle Tucker's house and try to arrange, you know, a contract that way.
That's the updated
Isn't
version of Julius Peppers.
Isn't that why the Clippers
Peppers.
Are in trouble right yeah. now?
It's true. Steve Ballmer unavailable, and here we are. But now it's like, all right, I mean, is he even going to be here and play. Like, this whole idea of talking about next year and beyond seems not only irrelevant but also conflicted. He can't be a guy who doesn't play with what appears to be a borderline calf injury.
Wait, why is it borderline?
Because he's here and they're going to try and do it. You think am I crazy for going to that place?
I think you're going to that place a little too quickly.
I'm nervous.
I think can we wait till after our 125 segment where Jed Hoyer joins us right here right now before you say it like that? Here's what I'll say, Speaks. I think that your Woo King Tuck, Operation Hashtag Woo King Tuck.
Yes.
I think it's very nice. It's very lovely. Of course, you would like to see the Cubs pay maybe the best hitter on the free agent market to come here. But knowing they've never given out a $200 million contract, let alone a $300, $400, $500, $600 million contract, makes me think that maybe it's not going to happen. And I've been okay with that the whole time. The question becomes now, one, do you want him still? Two, are you willing to pay him, and how much if so?
Well, you're right to call me out on my wording, and part of my fears came through there. So I'd like to sort of retract that as any kind of public statement, although that's not how radio works. but to your point, Marshall, it's like I don't find myself wanting and dreaming of him
long-term
as much as I did earlier in the year. And there's a few reasons. There's the way that he's played in right field has not been as impressive as the Gold Glove right fielder that we heard about. Now getting to watch that every day, I see that. And I'm concerned about the way this is going and all the time that's missed, because that's exactly what happened last year in Houston, and then they went ahead and moved on. So I'm in the process of trying to figure out exactly what we're dealing with here, and I find myself concerned. I need to see him show up and show up strong in this final week of the season as much as he can, and obviously in the playoffs, because that's the whole point of the acquisition, is to be the linchpin for this lineup in the playoffs.
I can hear what you're saying for sure. I mean, we've all seen what has happened this year. He's part of my frozen in time players that were like
first half
ballers early on. PCA, Seiya Suzuki. You know that I finally devoted my love to Seiya Suzuki after being skeptical. I was like, yep, he's it, and I was wrong. And he has fallen off the ledge, frozen right there in time. Same with Kyle Tucker. But here's the thing, though. Like, if you're not going to bring in Kyle Tucker, you at this point still don't exactly know what PCA is. You don't know if what to depend on out of him. Is he a power guy? I mean, this was a revelation for him this year. Is Seiya Suzuki is what he is at this point? So maybe if those guys had kept on hitting as they were early in the season, then I would be less inclined to bring him back at a ridiculous rate. But now I'm like, maybe you got to roll the dice despite everything.
I'm just admitting to much more hesitancy than I expected to feel at this point. And we'll get myopic again, and we'll go back to the short term and really just think about this moment. And I want to. These games of consequence there that are at Wrigley, and hopefully there's playoff games at Wrigley. Their magic number is 4 to clinch that. I just find myself, look, I need team guys. I need fighters. I need battlers. And especially when I'm talking about big-time long-term contracts, I need to have that faith that's going to be the mindset and that's going to be the MO for the entirety of the contract. And that part of it matters a great deal to me.
We are talking about perhaps the dismissal of hashtag Operation Woo King Tuck.
We're working
on the part of Matt Spiegel.
We're working through it.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Yes, that is Matt Spiegel with us here on Middays, because Layla Raheemy will be with Lawrence Holmes coming up on the afternoon show and Speaks. Here's what I'll say. Not knowing how much they're willing to pay him to begin with, if you're having thoughts like that,
yeah,
what do you think they're doing in the front office, and not even in the front office? What do you think they're doing as far as ownership is concerned, talking about giving up the highest paid contract in Cubs history to a guy that you don't know if you can depend on him?
Well, hopefully they know a lot more than I do. And maybe that mitigates some of these feelings. I know for a fact that some of these feelings exist on these different realms. How could they not?
Right.
Right? But they have the ability to talk and delve and talk to people around it much more than me, much more than us. So they need to get all that information. I maybe it's me and maybe it's my nature, Marshall and Groats. I don't know. As we age, I just think the character of the athlete matters so damn much, and I got to know. And it's colored by Kyle Schwarber. I watched that dude just be a freaking flat-out gamer.
Yeah.
And right now I'm watching – here's an example. Chris Sale was injured and could have just shut it down and was injured for, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
And then decided to come back for the Atlanta Braves, who are dead, right, just because he wanted to. And he's kicking ass right now in the final month and a half of his season just because he wants to. He wants to show up and kick ass. And I want dudes like that. I will pay dudes like that.
I think Kyle Tucker does want to do all the things you just said, which was proven when he had the finger injury. He's like, hey, it might be a little painful, but I'm going to fight through it. And that, it takes someone from the outside party, a.k.a. the Cubs, to shut that down. And they didn't.
And that's why you're right to shut me down when I said borderline early on, because I don't know for sure. I'm just telling you how it feels.
I think he is the gamer that you want. I just think his body is failing him in this moment, and it's not a great look that his body is failing him in back-to-back seasons. And, of course, this being a season of consequence, both as far as him as a person and player, but also the Cubs, because they have to make a decision on it one way or the other.
Right, and how about even just the right now and the idea that you may or may not have him for the postseason, and no matter what he has done or not done this year with the bat, you obviously want that guy in there. You have to have that guy in there if you truly want to make a successful run. But what I do like, what I did love, and it tugged on the baseball romantic strings, was something that, believe it or not, Craig Counsell was saying, and that is there's going to be guys stepping up that you're not necessarily going to expect to step up. Guys that Craig Counsell, for crying out loud. Doesn't
yes.
Craig Counsell have a couple of at least a playoff winning hits? Or world? Did he have a winning playoff or World Series?
Yeah, he had huge moments for the D-backs in 01.
Absolutely. And so
for the Marlins as well. No, absolutely. You know, and who knows who that's going to be. And that's the thing, like, the roster decisions, if Tucker can play and is a DH, or if he can't play, are going to be fascinating. And as you said, somebody's going to step up. One young Cub popped into my head. Moises Ballesteros.
That's the one I'm leaning on, right? Because that's the guy who has shown he is not afraid of any moment. He's like, I'm here to hit. Let me hit.
That is a real deal hitter and a lefty, and they're not going to be scheming for him or making pitching changes for him. He's going to get good advantageous matchups. I hope like hell he's on the playoff roster.
I think this week, though, it's just such a big week for the Cubs. We talk about the playoffs, but it's just such a big setup week because of who comes into town. I think these next 3 days, this series with the Mets is going to tell us a lot about the fight in the Cubs and where they are, specifically from an offensive standpoint.
And nobody takes a screaming line drive off the head
like Moises
better than Moises Ballesteros.
Best I ever saw.
Best I ever saw, too. I was going to say.
Popped up, stayed in the game.
Have you ever seen anybody better? I mean, I've seen a few guys get hit in the head.
Adam Amin's call was the best for that. And Ballesteros is going to be out at second, and I totally understand.
Yes. We all did, Adam. We
actually listened to all the broadcasts. Yeah, that's what it was. Because that's the only reaction when that happens.
Oh! I'm like, ooh, that hurts. Oh! I'm going to spin around. Oh, yeah, I got to run. Whatever. I'm out. Who cares?
Right. It's like a hit in football.
Oh,
like
man.
When Daniel Hardy cracked that guy in the sometimes there's only one reaction for things in life, and that was certainly one of them. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody with Matt Spiegel here today at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It is our Cubs on Deck Luncheon Series. We have soon Nico Horner will be here at noon. He will be here for the entire hour. Jed Hoyer at 1:25. Coming up next, the football game last night was more than David Montgomery. It was also about the broadcasters to some degree. We found some funny stuff from the broadcast of Monday Night Football, which was a Lions win. All coming up here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
My God, we are having a great time out here at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigleyville, overlooking Gallagher Way, about 100 yards from Wrigley Field. We are going to be joined live here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern by Nico Horner at noon. He will enjoy the entire hour with us and you as we have a packed house out here tonight.
He just walked in the building.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He's here. Nico, I thought there was some fussing going on over there. So Nico Horner,
it's also because the food is out.
Oh, the food.
Nico should have the food. And the food out here is outstanding at Brickhouse. Same restaurant group as our good friends at Rinaldi's that make the Nico Horner pizza.
Oh, okay. So
it's
pineapple, little
controversial.
No.
Spicy and sweet at the same.
He's on it.
I get the concept. That's not. I wouldn't go out of my way to get it, but I would have it if presented to me.
Wow.
Which is exactly what I did.
That's a good call.
I did try. You're hearing, if you're listening right now, maybe even watching us live here at the Brick House, you're hearing all sorts of strange voices on the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show, or even in the wrong order. I think is what I'm saying right now. Because Layla is not here. Matt Spiegel is here today. Layla Raheemy will be on the afternoon show with Lawrence Holmes today. So you will get to hear everybody today. but first, we are here. It is Cubs on Deck with Nico Horner coming up in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends from Verizon who are out here as well. Last night in the NFL, the Detroit Lions beat the Baltimore Ravens 38-30, and there he was again. David Montgomery Dunn did it again. He had 12 carries for 151 yards, including the dagger of a 31-yard touchdown run with a minute 42 to go in the game. He also had, a 72-yard scamper?
Caught from behind.
Of course he was. I mean, that was always the thing.
Lucky Tyreek wasn't chasing him.
Are you faster this year? How about this year? Are you a little bit faster?
I still wish we never let him go.
12 for a buck 51?
Of course.
That's crazy.
Of course, but I will say this. Like, I feel like we've been through this already with David Montgomery, so I didn't wake up like a lot of people being like my Aunt Rhonda, who texted me saying...
what did Aunt Rhonda have?
Go tell Aunt Rhonda.
Aunt Rhonda said that she's like, well, glad we got rid of David Montgomery.
I'm thinking,
this is a few years ago.
Oh, I know, but here's the thing. Every week, I find myself envying the opponent's running backs.
That is true.
I mean, Javonte Williams has been on, three teams in 4 years or whatever the hell it's been, and I'm still watching that going like, man, why don't we get that guy?
He was trying to run through people.
Yes! We don't have anybody like that.
Where's Roshon Johnson again? I saw him on special teams.
I agree with Lawrence. He said it flat out yesterday. I don't know if Roshon can play on this level. I don't know if he can play in the NFL.
Who drafted him?
Ryan Poles.
Oh, I was just curious.
No, Ryan Poles, and that's why it's connected. Ryan Poles moved on from David Montgomery because he thought he could find his own. Tristan Ebner in the fifth round was not that guy.
Right.
Roshon Johnson in what, round three?
Round five.
Round five, yeah, thank you. So it's also not that guy.
Right.
The arrogance. And now I hope Kyle Manunga is that guy.
Well,
but he shows
seven.
An arrogance of believing he can find running backs a very fungible position, but he's failed to do so.
As long as Manunga is going straight ahead,
I like
good.
Him.
We don't want him going backwards. Remember when Tariq Cohen used to do that? Which was fine because Tariq Cohen had really good speed, and sometimes he would make it home. Poor Manunga guy never did make it home.
You know what it reminded me of? Back when you were a little kid, and they put the blindfold on you, spin you around, tell you to run. That's what it reminded me of.
That is not a good look for a running back. You don't want to look like that.
He starts twisting and turning. Next thing you know, it's a yard loss.
But, I mean, that Lions offense is for real, and, they are back after what happened with Green Bay, and then that Bears thing. It feels a little good to see them beat the crap out of the Ravens offensively. It makes you feel a little bit better about the Bears' defensive effort via the transitive property. Anybody there with me?
I think
the Lions are just finding their footing.
I'll be honest with you. A little bit of my Bears meatball, which is really under the surface these days in this day and age, came out after what
Detroit did to Ben Johnson and the Bears. I wanted the worst for the Lions this week. I wanted them to go back to losing badly and getting embarrassed.
On the road. So, on the road, they did what they did.
It was very impressive.
All right, but this was my favorite moment of the broadcast was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman have a really good friendship, a really like deep-seated.
They're besties.
They really are besties, and so they jumped to ABC and ESPN together to do Monday Night Football because they want to keep working together. You know. Also, the money was nice, but anyway, it's like sometimes it takes a friend to point out when you're going back to your roots, at least in terms of an elocution standpoint.
Mm. Sam Laporta is on that long list of Iowa tight ends that have come into the National Football League and just been outstanding.
Yeah, they whatever's in the water there, boy, they're raising them some good tight ends. There's no doubt about that.
It's you going country. They're raising them some good tight ends, baby.
You know, this drive is demoralizing right now for a defense. You've got them backed up on their own 2-yard line to start this drive, and like I said, the first down made it a win for the Detroit offense, but here they're still rolling.
Good protection for Goff. Flag on the play in the secondary, and Gibbs is forced out with a gain of 9.
I think the Henrietta in me was coming out there, Joe.
Henrietta, they're raising them some big tiny. I like them French fried potatoes. That's what I thought. It slid into a sling blade territory there for me.
Hey, Spiegel, will you do the reset, please?
The reset.
Yeah, Ray just called for a reset, and you haven't done your fair share. Go ahead.
We
reset.
Are live
Come on,
at
tough guy.
The Brick House Tavern, thanks to our good friends from Budweiser. It is the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show with me, Matt Spiegel.
Wow.
Sitting in today, as today is a host swap. Layla will be with Lawrence later this afternoon. On Thursday, we're doing a full-on show swap. We've talked about maybe doing a wife swap, but I'm the only one with a wife, so thankfully I get to keep mine.
Well, you could swap with one of our live audience members.
No, I'm good. I hit the jackpot. I'm sticking right where I am. We also talked about maybe doing a pet swap. You're the only one with a pet, and you don't want to give up Dave the cat.
Well, I would give him up, but it would have to be something as low maintenance as a cat. Again, a cat only requires about 2 to 3 hours of maintenance because they sleep 19
hours.
How about
a dead
snake? He killed a plant.
Oh, yeah, he killed a plant.
Marshall offered his plant for a plant
swap.
I'd flood it. Yeah,
that doesn't feel good.
I think
good.
Goldfish is probably the way to go. That's very, like, just sprinkle a little and then keep it moving.
That's true. Yeah, they die in like 6 months anyway.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be your fault.
Yeah, dead.
You guys ever hear about the corn snake that I had? I had a snake, and then I used to, you know, take it out of its cage.
I remember
and hang out with the corn snake a little bit. Ruben was very young, and he liked to like hold the snake and at Marshall, watch yourself. So, but anyway, he liked to like sit on his chair and hold the snake. And he was holding onto the snake, and then I came back and the snake was gone. And I'm no, where's my snake? And I couldn't find the snake.
Ever?
Ever.
So
this is in your house?
Wow. In the building.
Else probably found a snake.
In the lobby.
Oh, they did
They found
it.
My snake, not on the 11th floor where we live, but in the lobby.
Did they kill it?
No, somebody found it, and they took it, and they put it out into the wild.
Oh.
So, but here's the thing. That snake either A, felt the magical power of gravity through, like, the air ducts and made its way down to the lobby.
That
or B, slithered over to the elevator, somehow made its way up, hit the button, slithered in, and then climbed up and hit one.
I'm going with the first option on those two options.
At the risk of asking a dumb question, what does a corn snake eat? Is that corn on the cob, a little butter and salt, is
no,
it?
No, the insects. We used to go.
Insects, okay.
I used to have to go and get... I think it was, I forget.
Crickets,
was it,
maybe?
Was it crickets.
Crickets.
That's it.
Maybe mealworm.
Go get some crickets.
Okay.
And some mealworms.
Mealworms.
If they needed it.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely
right.
Delicious. This segment is being brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. We, meantime, out here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, we're just getting started here because coming up next, from noon until 1 o'clock, we will be joined by Cubs starting second baseman going to the playoffs. He is Nico Horner of the Chicago Cubs, who will join us live for the next hour for our Cubs on Deck series here on Rahimi Harris and Grody with Matt Spiegel on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.